We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two lines from the top, by the two dots. Said in our Mishnah, V'loyes HaTraklin, V'loyes HaMoiron, there are a bunch of things that only can be split if, when you split it, each one will still have the name of, it's called a Traklin, it's called a Talis. That means, if two Shutim are Shutim together, and they want to split, the only time they could force the other one to split this chelik with them is only if each one has enough to be useful. That's the halacha. If not, you have to stay shutvim. So you stay in our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara or a chiddush. Ein behem kedei lezeh v'kedei lezeh mahu. Let's say it's not enough for two people. It's not enough. So what do you do then? And they don't want to be partners anymore. Mahu. Rav Yehuda Eimer ist dina de good de yagud. There's the halacha of good de yagud. Rav Nachman Amar less din of the good agud. There's no din of good agud. What does good agud mean? So Rashi says good is from the lashon of tzitza, of setting a price, which means like this: the guy who wants to split up tells his other partner like this: either you pay me for my chelik $500, or I'll pay you for your chelik $500. But either or, one or the other one. That's what it means. That's what it means. Is din of the good agud that I have a choice. I can force you to either buy me out, or I'll buy you out. And I set a price. Teveya will set a price, and he'll say that the price is that, you know, this is the price. I'll pay this price. I'll pay this price, or you pay me the price. You know, either way. It's like, if it's a price, I'll say, you know, I'll pay you 500, you pay me 500. I'll give you a choice. I'll give you the first choice. You can buy me out first. I'm giving you the choice. Either you buy me out, or I'll buy you out. That's the halacha. And Nachman says, no. I can say the nitvah can say I'm not splitting up. We're staying partners. So sorry, I don't want to do this. Now, if you hold the izadin dina, the good or good, where does it come from? So the Chuvus Rashi says that it comes. It's a din the rabbanon. The karan the rabbanon the umasakin. The Chuvus Rashi says the same thing. Chuvus Rashi also they say it's the karan chachamim l'tayves hashutvim the umasakin that you could taina this good or good. Now, another thing to speak out from the Rishonim, a lot of different Shittas Rishonim here, but another thing to speak out is that the Rosh brings down from Rav Yosef, which I think is the Rimagash, that this halacha, it's called Rav Yosef Alevi, the Gurei Ogur lo shayich el b'yarshim oy mekabli matana. That Gurei Ogur is only shayich by yarshim or mekabli matana, where you could force the other guy to now buy you out, or I'll buy you out. Avam lochu shnayim bayis. But if they became partners willingly, then you can't say a few weeks later, you know what, I'm forcing you to buy me out, I'm buying you out. No such thing. You can't be tevei such thing. Rav Yisrael Levi says, the only time you can tevei is if they became partners without my das, either through a Yerusha or through a Mekab Matana. But if I made a shutvah, then I don't have this taina. Akapanim, here we have a chlekes, if you have a dina of good or agud or not. Omale Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav tells Rav Nachman that also another thing. Speak out. What Taisa says that Nirul Ari Taisa says that Phil Bedom Yekarim Harba Yosim Shaviyav Yochalim Agud Agud. That's what Nari said. That even let's say I'm the Tevei, I'm a rich guy. I tell you, you know what, I'll pay for your half $1,000, or you pay me $1,000. You know, you can have first choice. And of course, the guy, he knows the guy's not gonna pay $1,000 for it, so you can basically force the guy out. So the Nari says, yeah, I can do that. We might be giving him $1,000. $500, his half. And I say, I'll give you $1,000 for your half, or you give me $1,000. He knows the guy's never going to give $1,000. This is the way he could force the guy out. He basically forced the guy out. Are you allowed to do it or not? No, he has $500 to buy you out. He doesn't have $1,000 to buy you out. Oh, that's a different like said, but let's get this case first, because the Taisa says, if you do dummy karm is muta. If ain't near it's vazuk Taisa, then can you call salak echrach chavera, they you dumb him, because that's not a good takana. Always one guy can force the other guy out. Now, you're talking about a case where the guy is an ani, we'll talk about that later on. We'll talk about it in the Gemara Vaita. We'll talk about it outside, but the Gemara has a similar case. We'll talk about it in the Gemara Vaita, remind you. Zog the Gemara, Omli Rav Rav Nachman, Dr. Amrit Lay, Dino the good Agud. Rava tells him, "Nachman, the doctor amris less dina of the good agud. You don't hold of the din of good agud. So a bechor or pashut nirchlam avim eved ubehema tmei. Let's say a bechor and a pashut landed up with the Yerusha with one eved or one behema tmei. Ketzer oisim. How do you split that up? Especially have a good agud, so the other one buys the other one out. But if they can't buy each other out, so what do you do with one eved for two people? Are you going to ask me why did it say a case of Bechor and Poshut, say a case of Poshut and Poshut? So both Rashi and Tosfos ask this kasha. Zog Rashi, Divra Maskel Evida Behemet Meya, she Efshel Chalkon Ketzel Yasu. Zog Rashi, Lachi Nokad Bechor and Poshut, a Bechor and a Poshut. Tricha Milsli is much harder to make the split, to do one day you and 2 days you. And Tosfos says the extra Kanech. Tosfos says the kasha is that time in fear. He said, Tosfos says, a Bechor Poshut is Shver. Because if I say, one day you work for me, one day work for you, one day, and then 2 days for me, I'm the Bechor, let's say. I get 2 days, you get 1 day. I get 2 days, 1 day. He says, 2 days is worth more than double 1 day. It's worth more. Why? He says, sometimes I have a great deal, a closeout, a traveler a day away. So if you have it only 1 day, so you can't bring that behemoth there because you only have it 1 day. It takes 1 day there, 1 day back. But if you have it for 2 days, you get that closeout. So it's worth more. So that's where I was cautious. If you don't have good or all good, how do you ever do a good split of a shutvis on a behemoth today or ever? Amalei, Shani Oymer, Ebed, Oybed, Lezeya, Mechel, Vezeshayim, Itaka, that's what you do. By Bechor Pashut, he gets works 1 day for the Pashut, and then 2 days for the Bechor.
Or you can work in, make it a week and 2 weeks.
You make it 2 weeks and 2 weeks also. Or 1 week him, and then he gets 2 weeks at a time. You could do it also, but this way, 1 day, 2 days, that's the way you do it. And Tosfos speaks out, to come out, Taka, he'll gain. That's the way it is. That's how you split it up. To come, if you don't hold a good August, good August means like a buy the other one out, even though you can't do that, but this is the way you'll split it. So now the Gemara have kashas on this musig of good or agud or not. Zok to Gemara, meisvei. So remember, we have a chalik, Rava or Nachman. If you could say, it's Rav Yehuda or Rav Nachman, if you could say good or agud, which means, could I force the other guy to sell me his half, you could buy my half, or I'll buy your half. Meisvei. If you have Misha Chetz, you have a Chetz Bechayrim. You have a guy who's an Eved, but he was the Eved of two people, and one of them freed him. So now he's a half Eved, half Bechayrim. So what do? Oyves Rabbi Yemecha, Vesas Yemecha. One day he serves the master, that's owns half of him. The other day he serves himself, the Rebbe Sol. Vesham Emrim, very good, the Kantam is Rabbi. You took care of the masters. Ask me about the Kantam, but he himself is losing out on a mitzvah. Why? Lisa Shivcha Yachal, I can't marry Shivcha because he's half Ben Chayrim, and a Ben Chayrim is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. It's a lava loisia kadesh, loyia kadesh. He can't now marry a Shivcha. Lisa Bas Chayrim, any yachol, he can't marry Bas Chayrim because of a Shivcha side. Yivata, let me bottle, for loy nivra oil, my prayer river. The whole world was only created for a river. Shema, loy so you borrow Shavas Yitzara. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem created the world to populate the world. And why didn't the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Puravu? So you have to see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hodle Maisi Kra Puravu. Of Omer, this Tosfos Ramas Shanema. Tosfos says, why do you bring the Pasuk Puravu? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Why do you bring the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Omer Rivar Mardchai, Meshum, Dilashevis Yitzar, Yeshayach, I feel it's not Avdus. Even on Tzad Avdus. The new Shah, like Pitzah, because of the Avdus. Now, Isha is not Chayiv Puravu, but she is Chayiv in Leisoyu Baruch Leshevis Yitzara. And Avdus, Eved, is like Isha. So therefore, we brought this Pasuk. So the problem is like this. This Chatzim Chatzim good, you took care of how he's supposed to work, whatever his mitzvahs. So what do? Zok Beishamah, El Koyfin is Rabbi Ba'isun Eis Becharim. You force the Rabbi to free him, but you don't force him to take a loss. The Koyfin Shtar Chatzidama. And the Eved has to take a pay for his half. V'chozer Beisila haris k'de Beishamah. And Beisila was chozer to Beishamah, you're right, to take care of the mitzvah, pru revu, the mitzvah lo yisoh, baro, shevis yisara, itaka, you have to free him and you get paid for that. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that without the shayla of pru revu, then the halacha would be is, itaka, the Eved can force himself out. The Eved can't force the rabbi to sell him that other half. You can't. Why not? Why don't you say good or good? Why don't you say good or good? He said, here, sell me your half. So he's Takasha on the Mandiyom, which says good or good. Look here, why can't the Eved say, here, I'll pay for my half. I don't want to be a shutum anymore. So after Gemara Shani Hacha, the Ogud Iko, good Leko. Here, there's only one choice. You can't, the Eved can't say, this Eved, who's half Ben Chayrim, can't say, either you buy me my half, or I'll buy your half. You can't do that. Why? Because you can't buy, once a guy is a Yid, you can't make him the Eved Kanani in me. He can be Eved Irvi for 6 years, but he can't be Eved Kanani. So there's no way to buy him out. Therefore, only say good or all good if you have two choices. If you have one choice, you don't say good or all good. Tashima Nacharaya, try to be Nacharaya. Shnei Achim, you have two brothers who Yarshin, their father had an olive press, or the father had a merchatz that he used for himself, a fancy merchatz. And now merchatz in those days, you needed avodim, a full-time attendance to use the merchatz. First of all, you had to heat up the wood. They had people to wash you. It wasn't like, you know, you walk into the shower and you turn the faucet. It was a job to have a merchatz. If you don't have the avodim or the etzim, you're right. You don't have all the ways to use it. It's useless. So here you have shtei achim, echad oni ve'echad asher. If you have, we have two brothers. One's oni, one's asher. V'nichlam avi amerchat so beis abad. The father left him over amerchat so beis abad. So it depends. Also on schar, if it was amerchat so beis abad, which was used to rent out to other people, so then you continue, no problem. Haschar lemsa, they're both brothers, they're the prophets. It was something that was a. It was an industrial park. It was something that people used as a, it was the father used it as a business. He continues in business. He split it up. But let's say it's for personal. Also, the father had it for himself. So now the question is like this: if it's for himself, so the oni has no use of having a base of bat. He can't afford one olive, especially he doesn't know no 20 pounds of olives. He has no use for a base of bat. So it's worthless for him. And America's also America's only good if you have your attendants. And you have the money to pay for avodim and eitzim. Here, it's more useless for you. So what do you do? Sorry, Osh tells the ani, I'm not splitting up. I'm not buying you out. You can use it also. Kach avodim, get avodim, v'yirchus merchus. Go wash yourself in the merchus on top of your gemara base. Or kach zesim, buy zesim, or buy wash the base about. So what do you see? You see over there, there's no good or good. What can the ani say? Yeah, you have to buy me out. You have to buy me out. So the gemara says, you know why? Hasnami good ika agud laka. Again, there also the oni has no tvia. Why not? Because he can't buy the other guy out. So that's why the Rashi hachanami good ika agud laka. She ina oni oimer loy. The oni is not saying to him that ani ek af ani ek nechal kosh. She ina maliknos. He can't force him to buy me out because I can't buy you out. That's what the Gemara says. Now, a few things I want to point out. First of all. It says also on the so they split it evenly. So why can't you just the only you say, okay, let's rent it out? So Taisus says, Echanami. Taisus writes printed right here, second Taisus. Taisus says, Lav Dafka also on schar. Do it in a fill also atzma, El Shemitzil ask. If you can find it to rent it out, then rent it out and no problem. That's what the Taisus sheet is. Rashbam holds. What's the issue here? We have his merchatz here, and the only can't use it. So the only can't force the usher to buy me out. But the oni could say, let's rent it out, and then we'll split the profits. So Tai says, you could do that. So why you couldn't find one to rent it. But the Rashbam holds, he can't do that. The Rashbam is printed on Kufayim Beis. This is a Mishnah on Kufayim Beis. This is a Mishnah on Kufayim Beis. This Mishnah we just brought as a Raya. So Rashbam says, he says, that v'hi chazaka shanicha av v'hi loylam. That's how v'hi chazaka. V'lai nicha yloyla harbois lahavri yad merchat salmane beisai. The Asher Tain is, I don't want friends of people coming into my merchatz over here. I don't want to rent it out. The merchatz was in my property, like I said, wherever it was. I don't want people around. I don't want people here. I'm not interested. So therefore, he could tain it. I don't want to be rented out. So what comes out from this Gemara is that if the Oni has a tvia, he only can have his tvia if he could buy it out. Now, the question is the opposite way. If we have an Asher who is being tveya, does that work or not? And that was your Shaila before. This case is the case where the Oni is being Tveya. I want you to buy me out. He's no tiny, he can't buy out. But let's say the same exact case of Oni and Usher. The Usher says, either I'll buy you out or you buy me out. Do you have a tiny good or good or not? So it's a machlokes v'shoinim. Machlokes v'shoinim. So this is more than a raya, because this is right. So that's the machlokes v'shoinim. If with the guy who's being Tveya is the Usher, it's machlokes v'shoinim if you could do it or not. It's a riff, it's a rush. They all talk about the Shiloh, if good or all good is in a case where there's an Oni and an Asher, and the other guy can't buy it out, but the Teveya, someone who could do it, yeah, so Rav Afas Kosev, Dr. Rosh, Shakol Tolev Teveya, but Loi Chashin, not Chashin, unless Leila Nitva, if Nitva doesn't have money. Vahid Shnei Achim, Loi Motzi Teveya, that they can't do it, reading from Rich Loshen, the Hainua Oni, Lameima Igud. Look, Loi Motzi Dokhala Yosha Liknois. If Asher Mos Lameimar, Lo Oni, good or all good, I was the Mega. That's what the tain is. That's the tain of the riff, and some argue, but I upon them that I in Chum, I in Shulchan Aruch, this is a big tumult taka. So the Gemara Vayta, Toshima, Kol She'ilu Chalak, our Mishnah says that any property or a traklin or Beis Abad is in our Mishnah, all these things, She'ilu Chalak, V'shmaya Lov, Chalkin. If it has the, something that you split it, and then you could be chalik it. But mlav ein chalkin, and this brisa adds on vimlav. The armor says mlav ein chalkin. This brisa adds on mlav malin oisay v'damim, that you do evaluate the value, which means you say good or all good. So you see klar, you say good or all good, and this is a kasha on Rav Nachman. It's a first a brisa that says you say good or all good. It's basically our Mishnah with its extra words, Mayan Lois of Dovim, that you have good or good, so it's a kasha of Nachman from a brisa that says, Klo, you say good or good. Now, Mayan Lois of Dovim is a loshness mashma that Bezdin would set the price, which is really a shaila that we spoke about before from the Tosis, if you're allowed to raise the price or not. This loshen has a little bit of a loshen that Mayan Lois of Dovim means that Bezdin raises the price. If you look at the Rosh also before, he says, Pirish Rashi Koch Dovim. He says, "Mashma filu shavu mona b'masayim." He's daik from Rashi like that Tosfos. The yes refers from Shomron and Chosam Bezdin. That's Bezdin. This loss of Miles Dovim is Mashma Bezdin. So right now we're up to that we have a kasher of Nachman from a brisa, and the more is an answer. Taka tanoihi that's a machlokes tanoim. If you could have the din of good or agud.